Hi, welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we're talking all things spring and spring in Georgia.
He's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
Wow, this beautiful weather really has me feeling, you know, just like getting outside and doing something really special outdoors. What about you, Doc Bill?
It's the perfect time. This time of year, the two best food items in Georgia become available. On the Georgia coast, you've got soft shell crabs. In the Georgia mountain, you have ramps.
And I'm going to ask you about ramps because I love ramps, but I'm not sure if everyone really knows what ramps are and just how special they are to Georgia. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But what I want to finish talking about now is all of these great things that we can do at the Georgia State Parks, because we have Kim Hatcher, who is the Public Affairs Coordinator with the Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites, with us today. So welcome back to the show, Kim.
Hi, thank you.
Now, one of the things we were talking about as we finished the last segment, so we were talking about yurts. So what is a yurt? I keep hearing this. So what is that, and what makes them so special?
Well, we like to call yurts glamping, so it's glamour camping. They're kind of a combination between a tent and a cabin. So it's a round permanent structure that has a door that locks. It has a back porch with cute chairs looking out over, you know, lakes and woods. And inside is furniture. There's lamps, and so you can settle in inside with electricity and a ceiling fan. But then outside is a picnic table and a fire ring and a grill. So you can have your campfire, you can make your s'mores, and you can tell your campfire stories, but then go back inside the yurt to sleep. So it's kind of the perfect combination for people if you have a couple and one person really loves to camp and one person doesn't. And there are even bathhouses with hot showers. So yurts are glamping.
I like that word, glamping. So you can have your luxury in a natural setting.
Yeah. It's good for families. They're inexpensive. They're about $70, $80 a night, and you can fit about six people in them. So
well,
it's a good
reasonable
summer vacation option.
That's great. That sounds like a really good option. Now, I want to back up to something that you mentioned in the last segment, and that is one of your places in Rutledge, Georgia, called Hard Labor Creek. Where did that name come from?
Yeah, people ask that all the time, and we know that the name has been around since the 1800s for that creek, but they don't really know for sure. They think perhaps it was slaves who had a difficult time tilling the fields there, or American Indians that found it hard to cross the creek. They really don't know, but a lot of people ask.
Well, it is an unusual name, and I'm sure probably there was some hard labor around that area, because things were not always so convenient as we have it now. So
yeah,
there probably was a little bit of hard labor there. Now, tell me a little bit about a park in this North Georgia area that maybe our listeners could take a quick trip to. Do you have a park you want to highlight for us?
One that would
sure
have yurts.
Oh, well, Tougaloo State Park, which is on Lake Hartwell, you know, that one of those big, wonderful lakes that divides Georgia and South Carolina. And they just built some new yurts there last year, and they are in the most beautiful setting with big... They have porches with Adirondack chairs. You can sit there and look out at the lake. So it's a great place to go if you have a boat. They even have a summer music series that will start up in, I think, this month, maybe next month, on Saturday evenings. So that's a good destination. Vogel State Park, which is in Blairsville. Vogel is actually one of the oldest state parks in the nation. Families have been going there for years. It's a very much a loved park, and they have these cabins that are being renovated. In fact, we're hoping to rent them maybe in the next week or so, have them back open again. They've been completely redone, so we've got wonderful new cabins at Vogel State Park.
That sounds really great. It sounds really convenient, too, and I always like to try those new things that are coming out. So what about Dunn Carter on Lanier?
Yeah, we're excited about this. Last year, we opened a whole new state park on Lake Lanier. It's actually the first state park on the lake. It's called Dunn Carter, and it has beautiful cabins that you can rent. And in the middle of the area where there are cabins is a playground and a picnic shelter, so it would be the perfect location for multiple families or maybe a family reunion if they could rent all of them and spend some time there this summer. Of course, it has great boating. It's on the northern end of the lake, so it's quieter than a lot of the other parks that you'll find there. And it has this beautiful sandy swimming beach that's going to open in May, where you can, you know, let the kids splash around and have fun, and the parents can sit back and relax and read. And down on the coastal area at Fort McAllister, which is south of Savannah, they just got new kayaks to rent, and they are adding new cabins with great views of the salt marsh. And then you're also close to Skidaway Island State Park, which is only 20 minutes from River Street. It's just this beautiful little retreat with Spanish moss and this live oaks, but you can still drive into Savannah and have great seafood for dinner.
I really like that idea because you know how much I love the Georgia coast. Now, what about booking those at Skidaway Island? Because I think a lot of people sometimes think the Skidaway may not be affordable. So this sounds like a great way to come and enjoy Skidaway.
It is a very inexpensive way to stay down here. The campsites are anywhere from $25 to $30 a night. Skidaway just opened these camper cabins. This is actually the only state park in Georgia where we have these little camper cabins. They do have bathrooms and kitchens, but they're very small. And outside is your fire ring, so you can have your campfire and your picnic table. And those rent for about $125 a night. And then, again, you're just 20 minutes away from downtown.
Perfect.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, what I really love about working for the state park system, especially because I grew up in Atlanta, and everybody in that kind of Atlanta and North Georgia area, you stay in the mountains, which is beautiful, and it's nice to have all these places to visit within just an hour. But Middle and South Georgia is just fantastic. It's so quiet and peaceful and not crowded, and places where you can go paddling and fishing and really just enjoy nature.
And very easy to get to, too. You're listening to Kim Hatcher with the Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites.
That's very true. I mean, Georgia's like the largest state east of the Mississippi. Now, what about caves?
I'm sorry?
What about caves? Are there caves in Georgia?
Actually, we do have some caves in Georgia. There's a fair number of them in northwest Georgia. One park, Cloudland Canyon, which is in extreme northwest Georgia. It's one of the most beautiful, rugged, must-see bucket list parks that we have in Georgia. They have a cave where they will take guided tours, and they're very family-friendly. You can have kids as young as six go on these tours, and of course they love it because they come out completely covered in mud. You know, they've had a great time. You very well might see bats. It's such an interesting, fun thing to do. And so Cloudland Canyon is a good place to go for that. And it'll be cooler in the summer, you know, because it's not so hot underground.
Exactly. You can escape into one of the caves. Now, tell me about any events and things like that you have coming up. Anything for Easter egg hunts? Those are always fun this time of the year.
Yeah. We have a number of parks that have Easter egg hunts. A couple of them are even doing evening hunts where they've got glow-in-the-dark eggs. I know that Fort Mountain State Park near Chatsworth is doing that, and I think F.D. Roosevelt State Park in Pine Mountain is having evening hunts. I think that's kind of cute.
That is cute.
Tallulah Gorge has full moon hikes where you go down into the gorge and you cross that really neat suspension bridge that goes across. We have parks that do kids' crafts. Mistletoe State Park's very good about doing kids' crafts, and that's near Augusta. So if you go to georgiastateparks.org, you'll find our event calendar, and there's just all kinds of programs. And they're not all just for kids. There's many programs for adults, too. Smithgall Woods, which is near Helen, they even have a Master Naturalist program there. They do a lot of programs for adults.
Well, it does sound like it's a really great options for both kids and adults.
Yeah. And all throughout the year, too. So because sometimes it can be a little difficult to get reservations on the weekends, it really does help to plan ahead, to go ahead and look at that calendar for what's happening July 4th, Memorial Day weekend, or, you know, peak fall leaf season.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and make your reservation.
Especially those times when everybody really wants to travel. Now, give us your website again really quickly as we wrap up this segment.
It's georgiastateparks.org.
Thank you so much, Kim. Great having you back on the show. This has been North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDN, back in a few minutes.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, Georgia.